Welcome to the Mike and Doug Show. I'm Doug. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doug. Good to see you. Glad you're feeling better.
Oh, yes. It's so exciting because you're going to take my cute little special person that I am certain is going to get into the White House at some point. She'll at least be on the ticket. And I said this the very first time I ever saw her speak, and it was only for a few seconds that I said, you don't sell out your own people unless you're a spy. You don't sell out America unless you're an anti-American. And so today we're going to talk about Little Candy. Little Candy, and remember, her name is not Owens. It's Farmer, Baroness. She will someday be a Baroness. She is a British spy. She's amongst us, and her new group, Glorify, is disgusting. And we're going to discuss it today. And Michael was put on this by Tyla to say, surely this doesn't sound right. And boy, did you ever find out it ain't right. Tell us about it, Michael.
Well, I one of the things that this is, I think, should help people realize is we're getting a profile of how the demon of mammon works today. And Candace, unfortunately, she sold her soul. And so what we see here is on the surface a very, I'm going to say, crude, juvenile, predictable propaganda system that put forward this company called Glorify. They're using a word that's quite well used within the church world, and unfortunately they're trying to ruin it because glory is a good word, and it's used many times in scriptures. So they've named that a MasterCard offering, supposedly to conservatives or Republicans or whomever they've targeted as their next big set of victims. And they're trying to fool people into using this version of MasterCard, supposedly with some sort of promise that their security will be better managed, that they won't be censored. And isn't it curious that just two or three days before this offering came out, PayPal put out this supposed penalty that they were going to start charging people if they didn't like their what they were posting online. And then magically, two or three days later, they want everybody, to all the conservatives, to get all fearful and then just rush over to Glorify and get a new card. And because Candace Owens, the genius, financial genius, Candace Owens, has promised us that it's going to protect our rights in the U.S. I mean, this is so pedantic and insulting, I guess. If you have any brain at all, you can see through this one.
March 2022, Joe Biden wrote Executive Order Number 14067, which said that within 6 months, that every single federal agency had to be ready to go over to the central bank digital currency. That starts this month. That means that every single federal agency is going to buy into this. So what did PayPal do? Well, what do you call the PayPal people who started it? You call them the PayPal Mafia?
PayPal Mafia. They helped Zuckerberg come into existence.
And we know that they're all fake. And we know that PayPal was created by DARPA. It had nothing to do with those people. Those people were idiots.
It was intelligence, surveillance, monetary control from the beginning.
Elon Musk couldn't walk across the street on his own without getting ran over. He is a complete idiot, just like Zuckerberg, just like Thiel, just like so many of them. Now, there's a few who are really geniuses, but they're evil geniuses. So what we're seeing here is very, very clear to me. Glorify with an I instead of a Y. They're going to glorify Mammon, the worship of Mammon. That's the only glorifying going on here. And let's look at what this is. PayPal put out the $2,500 threat in their new service agreement, which, by the way, you usually just click on without reading.
Hey, Douglas. Mm-hmm. Okay, before you jump into that, and I want to hear that, let me bottom line it, because I think it will help people understand why we're explaining it. And so what we found, one of the things any of our listeners know about now are interlocking relationships, and that's the thing you look at. You don't necessarily look at the exact amount of stock, but rather you look at the interlocking relationships behind any kind of company or entity that exists. And so that's what we did is we looked through the interlocking relationships for Glorify. And so it took us about an hour to discover that one of the interlocking relationships of the financiers behind Glorify is none other than Rothschild and Sons, along with Credit Suisse, Barclays Bank, and one other one.
Bank of America,
right. And now we must add Google, because the guy who's funding Glorify was the broker, presumably at Goldman Sachs, who took Facebook public. Google took Google public. He even brags about it in an interview he just did back in April for West Point. Now, the other really curious thing about this company, DHC Acquisitions Corp., is that it's completely staffed by people from the U.S. Army. And so now we're seeing these guys can't even stay behind the scenes anymore. They've hidden themselves well, but now we're seeing that it's just U.S. Army intelligence, which I think you used to be in, right?
Yeah, the NSA through the ASA, yeah.
Right, the ASA, the U.S. Army Security Agency, mm-hmm. which predated the NSA, right?
Well, actually, yes, they did get the first start, and then NSA yeah. came later. And NSA has a multi-service cadre, so they're in all the branches.
Right, and so that U.S. Army Security Agency was the agency that cut the deal with the British to form Five Eyes and then give all of our information since 1946 to the British GCHQ, MI6, MI5. And in fact, if we go back in history, we'll see that MI6 and MI5 formed the FBI, as well as later in 46 and 47, the NSA and the CIA. So we are totally controlled by the British. I am so tired of people talking about this in some sort of theoretical mode, because it's so obvious to see America is not sovereign. We are run by the British. And specifically by their organization, their secret organization, the Pilgrim Society, which nobody seems to want to talk about. I'm kind of getting sick of it, because Candace Owens married the son of Lord Michael Farmer, who is none other than Rothschild's chief metal, gold, metal, silver merchant, and has been for the last 50 years.
And also Michael Farmer, Lord Baron Michael Farmer.
Yeah, you say just straight, okay, so. Okay. Let me help you. You say Lord Baron. You say Lord Michael Farmer because that shortens it. He's actually a baron, but generally the barons just call him lords.
Yeah, I don't call anybody Lord except the Lord.
I know.
Baron. Yeah, he's bearing his evil heart. That's what correct. The barons do. They're not royalty. They aren't any kind of lineage, anything. They're appointed for doing evil tasks. That's correct. Why they become barons. Now, let's
now we know it's the royalty here comes from Babylon. You know what? I always thought, I was going to share this with you, in my study of the Bible, I always thought that the idea of the Whore of Babylon and the stories of Babylon in the end times were metaphorical. Frankly, I didn't believe they would be literal, but what we are discovering factually is that the banking system that was set up by the Rodanites, who were the bankers for Babylon, have never stopped in almost 4,000 years. It's still the same people, and it is the Whore of Babylon. Literally, we are being run by the Whore of Babylon.
And it's no longer a female whore, it's a male whore, Charles. Right. And Charles is doing nothing more than being the British monarchical protection umbrella for all of these corrupt people. And Lord
right.
Michael Farmer is one of the most corrupt, and this new company, Glorify, is going to be supposedly offered on NASDAQ, which is controlled by Reuters, which is controlled by his best friend, Gillingham.
It is being funded by a public company called DHC Acquisitions Corp. They're not, Glorify is not public, but the Acquisitions Corp that funded it is public already. And that's how we found all this information. It was in plain sight. Public information took us about 2-3 hours.
And the advertisement, I just want to go into that for a second, because I just found that to be the most incredible thing I think I've ever read. It made, if anybody would sign up for this, after they read what they described, then you're an idiot, okay? Go ahead, idiot. Believe what they said about patriotism. Right. That is British propaganda. There's not one word of anything they're doing patriotic, except they're thinking about giving a little bit of money to people, to women whose husbands were lost.
But Douglas, wait. I was one of the writers on that, and I had this checklist of all the keywords, of all the trigger words for patriots and the things they like to hear. And I wrote every one of those in this PR, and now you're trashing it.
Because they don't give any evidence that they're going to do anything patriotic. And first off, when you have a group of people on your board that are that powerful, you know, right, it's a big fat friggin' lie. And when you have a British-driven company, remember Candace Owens Farmer, let's call her Candy Farmer, Baroness, right, Candy Farmer, is not going to do anything for America. She used to be far left, now she's far right. She used to be nobody, and now she's somebody. She can sneeze, and the British tabloids and the British papers have it out, and then America has to follow, because America's AP follows everything Reuters does, and Reuters is nothing more than the propaganda machine of Michael Farmer and his group that controls all the stock markets, and then through extension through Reuters controls NASDAQ also, as well as many of the other things we've revealed. So the point is here, folks,
which is ultimately controlled by the Rothschild.
Absolutely. And it says right there, Rothschild and company. They never say that. They never come out and say
that they're part of anything. That was what was so surprising about this when we saw this yesterday. This guy even, well, when you look at the SEC filing, one of the things you see is they tried to soft pedal that, because they created a table of everybody's backgrounds on this board of this THC Acquisitions Corp. And in that, they did not say anything about the Rothschilds, Credit Suisse, or Bank of America. But in his personal bio, a few pages before that, they did mention it. And Tyler has posted that. So they even admitted it. So we're not guessing here. This is exactly the fact.
If you think that we're going to go in America to a United States Treasury digital currency without the British controlling it and taxing us, you're a fool. They control, right, and tax everything where money flows. And so what is this? First off, this is the biggest scam I think I've ever seen, because it's going to get huge. And you mark my words, I'm going to make a prediction here. And so far, I've yet to make a prediction that was wrong in 5 or 6 years. Okay. And I'm going to make a prediction here. I haven't ran this by Michael or Tyler, so they may think I'm a little out of my mind.
Okay. But I'm taking notes here.
You watch this. You can't have that many people who are part of the intelligence who have gone over to being British, right, who are part of a company that wasn't really a company. That company bought an asset management company. It's not a bank. They're not going to use it. They say that they're going to do all banking services, all kinds of services, right, mortgage, everything, your credit score, everything you do with money is going to be in that app. And it's an app, folks. It's not a bank. They're using two other banks, one bank in a little bank in Texas and another bank to do their banking, right?
Right.
So they're not doing anything. This is an app that is a tax booth. It's a toll booth and it's a tax. And what are they going to do? They're going to tax every single person who says the following: I'm not going with the U.S. Treasury or the central bank digital currency. I'm a patriot. I'm going with Candace Owens, because Trump likes Candace Owens, and she's going to be probably his vice presidential nominee. That's not a prediction. That's a guess. And that's not my big prediction. And so what's going to happen here is this is selling all the patriots to not go with the central bank digital currency. Go with this one. Guess what? It'll still be the central bank digital currency.
Look, in their own documents, they say they're really reselling MasterCard. So if you look at the owners of MasterCard, it's the usual suspects, Vanguard, BlackRock, and one other. So anyway, first of all, that's true. Secondly, this guy's background is totally military, totally Rothschild, Credit Suisse, totally banking. I just listened to an hour interview he had at West Point, and he actually admitted he was the underwriter for Google. So we are seeing the military industrial complex pull Candace in as a pretty front woman to sell the idea through PR and propaganda that this is going to be something different from the regular credit cards. And then they even triggered PayPal to come out with some threat of taking something away from people. They are so masters at generating fear. I hope that's waning now.
Biden's 14067 executive order makes it possible for the social credit system to be implemented here. And for anyone who doesn't speak the truth, George Soros' truth, remember, all there is no truth being spoken in Europe right now. You see all the horrible things going on and you see no truth. All you see is little reports from people's telephones, right? And right. Even that will be stopped. Why? Because George Soros paid for Article 13, and Article 13 said, there will be no more free speech, and I will set up all the truth checkers. I will set up all the fact checkers. And now that's come. It's in America. It's in every single social media system that there is. It's already there. So the $2,500 charged for you from PayPal, if you have disinformation, think of that. You're using them to pay a bill, but they're going to charge you for something that's not even their domain, when in fact, the law says that these are platforms. They're just platforms.
I call that revenge of the nerds.
It is.
So let me ask you a question. You mentioned this executive order. And let me point out something about an executive order that I think we've gotten so used to hearing about that we forget. An executive order is not law. It's no one outside the people who are employed by the executive branch even have to follow it. So it's policy within the executive branch, period. So why are we now following any executive order at the governor's level or at the national level? Because those are all administrative functions. They are not laws. And why are we falling lockstep into thinking they are laws? And I think I know the answer, and that is because we've been conditioned to think that. And
no,
we've got to uncondition ourselves.
We've been overtaken by the British.
Right.
And we have a dictatorship right now. Biden and Harris are dictators, and they're just rolling in these executive orders, rolling them out as dictates. And nobody's right. resisting, and Congress is all in on it.
All yeah. executive orders should be challenged by the Supreme Courts of every state every time one is written.
And I don't work for the executive branch, so therefore I shouldn't even have to listen to these executive orders.
No, absolutely. We need to get the feds out of everything. As a matter of fact, we need to reconstitute the entire federal government and make sure to get rid of the IRS, make sure to get rid of the British created CIA, FBI. See, I'm going to get you this time.
I'm
going to call it the British created CIA and FBI, because that's what it is. And remember, the FBI was created at the same time the IRS was created. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created, the FBI was created, and the Federal Bank was created. And that put the complete clamp down on any freedom in America economically, and to be then supported by corrupt federal FBI agents who are going to go after everyone except federal elite, anyone who's elected, anyone who's part of their group. Now, 19 points, it says in Glorify. When you go to sign up, go to the bottom. You provided this in your articles. Go to the bottom, read it. 19 points of why it's bid to go onto NASDAQ, or it's bid to do the things that it says, because they say all the things they say they're going to do are in the future and their projections. And they say in the 19 points, none of those projections may come true. Now, what kind
there you go.
Says, what yeah. kind of company tells you that everything they told you is all speculation It may not come to pass, but they want you to sign up and put everything in there, everything.
Oh, that's just scumbag.
Your mortgage, your accounts, everything will be under the control of someone who might, like PayPal, say $2,500 we're charging you because you and Michael had a talk today about Candace Owens, and Douglas called her Candy and called her Baron. And so therefore, that's $5,000 we're going to charge you. Well, what does PayPal have to do with freedom of speech in America? And by the way, we have freedom of speech in America by law. How is it that an economic group gets to take it away?
Well, it wasn't that. It was to generate fear. They knew they couldn't do that. So
that's absolutely true. They can't really do what they're
everybody
saying.
They wanted everybody to rush. And then you saw all those news articles the next day through the Mockingbird media that said there was this tremendous rush to join Glorify the next day. I'm sure that was a total lie. But we can't prove it because we don't have the statistics yet.
Same people driving Glorify drive PayPal.
Right.
How do you think PayPal would have sent out a message that says, every one of you better get off our system or we're going to steal your money from you? Money you might not even have. I use PayPal to buy books. Does that mean they're going to charge me $2,500? Well, I don't have a $2,500 account. So then what, are they going to put a lien on my house because I didn't pay the $2,500? Yes. Yes to all of those. Look at China. The social credit system called Dragonfly is in place here. And that system that we see coming up now directly from the British through Baroness Candy Farmer, who is nothing more than an idiot who says whatever she's told to say, okay, because she's a complete idiot. Just listen to her. She's going against her own black people. She's going against her own Americans. She's a British spy.
I thought she was Caribbean. There's one spin out there, she's Caribbean.
Yeah, well, the point is they need a black person in the White House, and that's the reason they put in a pseudo-black Kamala Harris, who doesn't know anything. She opens her mouth and she proves that she has zero IQ. So
don't
Candace
call her
Owens,
pseudo-black. She's not black. She hasn't proven anything in her ancestry that she has any African-American blood in her. She's a phony fake.
But for Hollywood, she said she was that little black girl that didn't get to go to school because she was segregated. Don't forget that.
Who are you referring to? Kamala or
Kamala.
Oh, yeah. No,
and
no.
Then,
she's
and then,
Jamaican.
Of course, with Candace, we did her background, and it's questionable where she comes from.
Right.
Who knows? She could have been sired by one of the Rothschilds. For all we know, we don't know.
I suggest that she is Michael Farmer's daughter. That's what
could
I suggest.
Be. Could be.
Oh,
could
my be. Goodness. You know, that reminds me, one of our AIMCATs said that these royals, their ancestry, their family tree, Michael, you'll love this, look more like telephone poles.
Yeah, there we go. Let me read you some directors on this DHC Acquisitions Corp, the one that funded Glorify. They say the guy who founded it's this Tony Neugebauer from Texas. He's a political guy. His dad was in Congress, and he was in Congress for a while. He's an entrepreneur, and they stuck him in front. But the meat of their funding comes from DHC Acquisitions, and that's really controlled by a guy named Israel Englander, who has a company called Millennium Management LLC. And when you dig into the SEC filings for that company, you find some really interesting characters who are on their advisory board. And it includes Jay Clayton, former SEC chairman, Sir Howard Davies, former chair of the UK Financial Services Authority. He was also former chairman of NatWest Bank. He was also a director, probably still is a director of London School of Economics. So he's a total communist. Louis Free, who was one of James P. Chandler's colleagues back in the mid-90s, when they redrafted the Economic Espionage Act, former FBI director and collaborator during the Clinton administration. We have Joseph Grundfest, former commissioner of the SEC, Andre Owens, partner at WilmerHale. Who else came from WilmerHale that we know about? Former FBI director Robert S. Mueller. We have Alana Peters, who was also a former commissioner of the SEC, a partner at Gibson Dunn, which was Facebook's attorney In our case, in our patent litigation case, very corrupt firm, Harvey Pitt, former chairman of SEC. So that's just that company. I'm not even going to go into the MasterCard group rogues gallery, but there we have, that's who's really controlling Candace Owens.
That's why I'm going to make this prediction. You don't get that many heavies in one place unless they already know, like all fake IPOs that are funded by who? The insiders ahead of time. Right. And then they turn their million into a billion. It's real simple. So that's what's going to happen here. And this will be, here's my prediction, they're going to run Glorify for a couple months. They're going to say it works perfectly. And then they're going to use it as the system for the central bank digital currency here in America.
Good.
Why? I know this to be true because it has to be.
This is your prediction.
It is my prediction.
Okay.
It's always Brits when the dirt is going down. And this is basically going to be the end of the dollar. They're going to collect up all the dollars as soon as the system is effective. Here's another prediction. It ain't never going to be effective. It will never work. Remember, the CIA created cryptocurrency to have, and they created the dark internet. Why? To do their crimes. And right. Then they said, my goodness, this works so great. Let's release it on the world as a psyops. And then we're going to calculate it through Facebook and other things. We're going to calculate. Then we're going to see if we can do predicting. We're going to see if we can predict the next thought that person's going to have, the next keystroke, the next thing they're going to buy. And by golly, they can. They can predict better than you what you're going to buy next. And they know you better than you know yourself. Why? Because they're tracking you. They know everywhere you go. They know every time you pay something. They know everything you're saying. They see every one of your Gmails. And it's already being completely squelched. There's no freedom of speech. Your Gmails are being auto-corrected. Okay, folks? And it doesn't matter what system you use. Anything that goes over the internet is already primed. It's ready. Dragonfly is here. The social credit system is here. And get ready for it. Because, yes, they will charge you $2,500 for saying something they don't like. And they'll take it from your bank account. And if you don't pay it, then they'll simply make it a tax that you owe the IRS.
Okay, so that's...
Or your social credit score will be dinged. And then right. You won't be able to ride the city bus or get a mortgage.
Or access your money. You won't be able to access your own money. It's happening all over China, folks. There's at least 20 areas of China where the banks have gone bankrupt and the people can't take any money out. And what do they say? Well, it's just a little banking holiday and we're just doing a little correction for the computer. It's no problem. No, they have no money and they're trying to kill those people. And that's not even the social credit system. The social credit system will never hear about all the people they've locked up because they lock them up in China. You go on to one single social network and say one thing wrong, the police on the street take you away. We've seen film after film, video after video, where they take somebody away.
So we know the implications of this system. And I think what we have discovered in this last month is the way out of this. We've got to stop the system of usury, because usury is driving this entire financial strategy and has been for 3,000, 4,000 years. Usury, that's our enemy. It's not the Rothschilds. They're demons of usury, but they aren't the demon. The demon is usury. We have got to stop usury at all levels of our lives right now.
Mike. Also taxing money and the use of money, like all credit cards, 3%.
That's all usury. That's all usury.
And when it all collapses, those of us out here who have been awake to what's going on, we have to use our constitutional money. We have money and we can start using it immediately. They are silver, dimes, and quarters. I mean, if maybe an eagle, silver eagle would be too big for regular commerce, but dimes and quarters would do it. Even the pennies, the copper pennies have value, because when everything collapses, we have to reset the value. So maybe a dozen eggs now cost you a dime, but it has to be a silver dime. So this is why we have encouraged for the last few years that in your prepping supplies, you also have some junk silver. Because we have to have some kind of form of exchange.
When you say junk silver, you mean the old coins?
Yes, this is constitutional money. And it's legitimate. You can use it for trade. I mean, they could come in and take our take your silver bars, because that's not stamped U.S. Treasury constitutional money.
Yeah, digital currency is basically the new OPEC dollar. It's the new petrodollar. And you can see what happened when we became totally independent. We didn't need OPEC, and it was a lie that they have controlled us and gouged prices twice a year since the time we started getting oil from OPEC. And now what does OPEC do? Oh, we're just going to, at the time when oil is needed the most, we're going to simply cut back all production and charge a huge amount. Okay, we just heard Putin say, I'll open Nord Stream 2 today, Europe, so you don't die of cold and your industries don't go cold and you can't get them started again. So he just made
it yesterday. He said that today?
Yeah, he said, I'll open Nord Stream 2. And as I said from the beginning, I knew that they were lying, saying that both Nord Stream 1 and 2 had been blown up. And because Germany had come out and said that it was just them, Germany, that was affected. That's Nord Stream 1. That means Germany blew it up. Okay. And let's remember, they now say to Putin, we don't want your oil. We'd rather kill our people. Now, what is that? It's a new currency, folks. And the CIA developed all cryptocurrency, and they ripped off, I stopped counting it, about $100 billion that they ripped people off in cryptocurrencies, in Bitcoin and all of them. Doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a digital currency that wasn't ripped off massively. Who ripped them off? The people who created it, the CIA. So if you think for 1 second that there's going to be a digital currency that's tied to the central banks, controlled by the Bank for International Settlement, the most fraudulent bank in the world, responsible for the deaths of millions, as well as the most corrupt organization there is. They now, right now, are doing a study with 12 nations to coordinate all cryptocurrency in those 12 nations. And it includes Russia and China and India. So the whole thing of BRICS and the Trans-Asian Union and all, nonsense. That is distraction from the British getting what they wanted, since the League of Nations and the United Nations, they're going to get their banco. They're going to get their one world currency. They will control it. They will tax it. And they now are moving in. We can see it. Within the next 2 months, you're going to see this explode everywhere. And you're going to see the same thing. Glorify says, oh, we're going to give you points every time you spend money. We're going to give you points every time you don't spend money. We're going to give you points when you just collect points. We're going to give you points, 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 points. That's a lie, okay? Those are lies. You don't give away money to handle money. You handle money because you're charging a tax on it, okay? That's as simple as it is.
Well, they learned a long time ago, coupons and discounts and all this kind of stuff is perennially favorable to people who are buying things. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's the way people think about, they'll buy something if it's at a discount, even if the discount is 20% higher than the normal price.
But it also appeals to the young people, because this is the gamification of currency, even if it's digital, because in the gamification world, or the gaming world, you get points for things, you know, so that's right. It appeals to that young person.
Correct. You know, I always wondered years ago why the banks were investing in gaming companies. But this goes back to the 90s. And that was one of the first areas that Bill Gates focused on, was gaming. He did infrastructure. He did collaboration with groupware products like Microsoft Exchange, which is now Outlook. And he also invested in a lot of gaming, like coupon products, Zynga. And you know, I always wondered, what is that? Because that's trivial from a human viewpoint. What are they up to? And I think it served a lot of purposes. One was it allowed them to diversify the use of these gaming computers, which are never turned off, to do a lot of massive parallel processing. At the same time, they could plant whatever bugs that they wanted to into all those devices. So that was another benefit. And another benefit was it just got people addicted to being online all the time. And now we see the cultural result of that. At the time, I could see that it was going to be bad, but I didn't know exactly how it would be bad. Now we see it.
It creates tremendous illness. The more time you spend on your phone, on the internet, gaming, or on television, directly relates to your level of depression and your suicidal ideation. That's a fact. It's well known. It actually causes you to go blind and a thousand other disorders. There's actually names for these disorders. So anytime you see anything, assume that it's a lie and then go and look on the other side and you'll find the truth. For instance, I think little Baroness Candy Farmer should be railroaded out of America along with her husband, George Farmer, because they are traitors. Right. But guess what? You have to be a traitor to be a politician in the federal government. Look at Pelosi. She just threatened on international television to punch Trump if he comes anywhere near Capitol Hill. She threatened an ex-president with violence. She should go to jail. She should at least be charged for her crime.
When did she do that? I didn't hear that.
I think yesterday. But the point is that anything goes now. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with truth. We are in the age when truth, beauty, and goodness have been flushed down the toilet in America. And we have people coming in like her who are Americans who basically become British citizens. She will get the Order of the British Empire, I promise you. When Glorify becomes, and it's just like BioNTech. BioNTech was a completely failed company. It had killed every animal they tested messenger RNA on and every human they tested it on, but they were working with people who had terminal illness, but they killed them in a shorter amount of time. So when you hear about these kind of things like cryptocurrency, you can guarantee that it is the opposite of what they say. It is no solution to anything. It is a way to steal money from you, and it is not real currency. And it's going to be controlled outside of this country. Therefore, Biden, if he goes with this, needs to be impeached because he's not doing his job to stop the enemy from penetrating into our
country. What does impeachment do anyway? I mean, it's just a name. He needs to be locked up. He needs to be locked up and hung.
That's what I mean. Impeached, charged with crimes, and meet the consequences, which, you know, I don't care if they shoot him, hang him, lethal injection. It doesn't matter, but that's what we do to traitors. And Candace is one of them. And she has been for quite some time, and it's so very obvious. And anything out of her mouth is a lie, folks. Anything out of her mouth is a lie. And recently, what did she say? I'm really mad that PayPal is going to charge you $2,500 for bad speaking. Wait. PayPal doesn't know what you say. How is PayPal going to know that you've said something incorrect on the internet? Because it's already connected.
They do know, but that's, we already know that that's, I mean, Peter Thiel supplied Palantir to the NSA for doing surveillance. So we know that from way back in the early 90s. That was before PayPal even. So we have a cast of characters who are, criminal is too light of a word. They're demonic. They are slaves of a demonic entity that will consume the world if we let it.
Speaking of demonic entities, you did a little background look at Chandler since he's deceased, and you were able to get into some of his right. background that you didn't have before. What did you find?
Well, to say he was a private person would be light. The guy didn't tell us anything about who he was, or if he did, what we're discovering now, because after his obituary was released, we're finding out things about his family that he withheld from everyone, and including the fact that he even used, he even gave himself the wrong name. He always introduced himself as James P. Chandler III. Why would you make that up? Third? Okay, well, who was first and second? He never said that. As it come to find out, there was no James P. Chandler I or the second. And his family obviously had a problem with that because on his obituary, they called him James P. Chandler II. And then we've gone back and looked at legal documents that he's filed in the District Court of Columbia, D.C., and find that they've actually altered his name on the court docket to say James P. Chandler, Sr. And so we're not sure who this guy is. And what we were able to do was discover some fascinating. He always said he was part Cherokee Indian, and you know, he was a very dark black man. So he did have high cheekbones. That's about all we knew. Well, come to find out that there's a lot of documentation about his grandfather, who, no, it was his grandmother, was 100% Choctaw Indian and from Oklahoma. So he even lied about his heritage. We find out his grandfather committed suicide when he was 60 years old. We find out his father was a lifelong pastor in the Church of God, Anderson, Indiana, as a black man in a mostly white church. And from all the records, it sounds like he was a beloved pastor who pastored in one church for like 33 years in Los Angeles and 25 years in Bakersfield, California. And why is that interesting? Well, it's interesting because if anyone has dealt with Chandler in the last 20 years, one of the things you realize is he is kind of a racist. He's always complaining about persecution of blacks. And what the history of his father shows is that the white community of the Church of God accepted him with open arms. And so his family background didn't fit his shtick, which was very Ivy League, very East Coast, or left coast, right coast. And he stirred up trouble within the black community. That's the best way I can say it. And I had some personal experiences where he was quite racist in his thoughts. And he made a lot of comments about Jews, about blacks. And besides the fact that we know for a fact, he stole our technology, the invention of social networking, and arranged to have IBM pick it up in the IBM Eclipse Foundation and then distribute to the whole world. We know those are facts, very clear. This man is an evil man, and the system that he allowed to be created through the use of our technology is the system that all these people we're talking about with Candace Owens are implementing right now, so that the whole world can be enslaved by this bastardization of what I invented.
Mike, before you move on from Chandler, in the latest piece that we have published, you have an ask for anyone who was a victim of Chandler's with their patent theft or anything else, that it is time to step forward. And they can contact us at our leader.com email, and we'll start looking into their story.
Right. Specifically, anybody that was involved in any way with the National Intellectual Property Law Institute, which was something that Chandler started in 2000. We now know Chandler met with Sir Jeffrey Patty, who was the trustee of the Intellectual Property Law Institute in London, former CEO of Marconi Wireless, which he sold to British Aerospace, and he was the founder of Serco, which is now essentially running our U.S. Navy program. So, and Serco is also running the U.S. Patent Office, which clearly Chandler helped to facilitate. So there is a lot we need to know about James P. Chandler, and he's dead now. So I hope these people will start coming forward.
He is a British spy. He is a liar. He is a murderer of inventors. Of the 4,000 inventors that we tracked that have been murdered because their patents were stolen from them and then turned into what we know are weapons of war, stolen by Highlands Group, which Chandler was a part of.
Chandler was one of the facilitators of the Highlands Group. Totally. We know that from a whistleblower.
Plus, he also made it legal to lie in Congress. So all right. The feds can lie. We can't. If you're called to Congress and you don't go, they could suggest that you be arrested. But they can deny going. They can lie. They can literally lie all day long. It's perfectly legal because Chandler made it legal to lie. He also made
it legal. Okay, let me just, for those who might not want to believe you, it's called the False Statements Accountability Act, and it's subsection B is the great caveat that allowed these people. Only the insiders know that that's the law, so most people don't even pay attention to it in Congress.
That's why Fauci lied 100 times. Nothing happened. And even when they recommend him to the DOJ, I don't remember anybody except people for January 6th who were recommended to for an investigation to the DOJ from a congressional hearing to ever get locked up. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So they know that the Congress is a complete dog and pony show. We know that they can lie all day long. It doesn't matter. We know that there's one uniparty, and we know that the Brits control it all. So once again, Glorify is nothing more than a James P. Chandler type of app, which is going to steal from you. It's as simple as that, folks. And if you believe this, Glorify has anything to do with being conservative, you're silly. And we will see. But I suggest that in a minute, we're all going to be subjected to that system. But I also suggest that many Americans will tell them to go jump in the lake. And that's why they created a conservative form of what is now going to be the central bank digital currency. And it's going to manage all of your money for you, every single speck of anything that has anything to do with money. And then what happens? They can turn off your account.
So I think it's worse. When I saw the logos that Michael pulled up, Bank of America, Credit Suisse, and I'm also reading in the news that these banks are having problems. They're having problems all across the board. I saw a great big, or heard a sucking sound, how they're going to suck more money out of the American people, because since they are tied to these banks and these banks are doing these horrific derivatives, and we know that Dodd-Frank allows these banks to collapse and take all of the depositors' money. Could that be the case with Glorify or any of them? They suck up your money, you believe in it, and when they collapse, they're going to take every nickel you have.
Absolutely.
Well, they teamed up with a mortgage company because they want to start offering you mortgages. And I think that's I think we've all gotten calls ad nauseum now for people offering to buy our homes sight unseen. And I think that that's going to continue. They're trying to suck up all of the mortgages that they can and get hapless individuals who don't pay attention to what we're talking about to come along with them and give them their property. And once that's sold, it's never coming back.
This is indicative of what we've already told you. Repos for the largest banks in America, they're all bankrupt, folks. We told you this. And I also told you, and that was my prediction some time ago, we were at $25 trillion in debt. And I said, oh, I've already added up $4 trillion in repos. And most of those repos are not being paid back. So right now, the big banks are in debt for the repos that the U.S. Treasury gives them in their overnight repos, so that when they give out more money than they have on a particular day, because they fractionalize banking down to, you have to have zero in the bank. It used to be, you know, you'd have to have 10%, 20%. No, you have to have zero. So
you mean in the holdings, assets in the bank to back up the loans you're making. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the repos had totaled I had added up one day, it was over $4 trillion. And then, oh, boom, bang, one day went from $25 trillion to $31 trillion, $6 trillion overnight. No one explained that. No one explained what the debt ceiling, why we ignored that. No one explained anything. All of a sudden, overnight, $6 trillion, that's banks. Banks were given $6 trillion, and it's on the debt of the American people, because we owe the U.S. Federal Reserve all that money because they say we do. And of course, it's complete corrupt. I won't get into that. But the point is the banks are bankrupt. So they had to go to digital currency because there's no more cash. They can print it all they want, but it's not the cash they need. They need invisible cash. So they go push a button, repo to that bank. Okay, we'll give them $10 billion tonight. And poop, there, digital currency. Just gave you $10 billion or $10 million. And then we'll give this bank $5 million tonight. Why? Because they can make it up out of thin air. This is going to be just like the dark net. It's going to be just like what happened with the psyops of the internet. It's simply going to take 100% control until you don't have any more freedom whatsoever. You will have to fulfill what your economic little app Glorify tells you to. You must pay here, you must pay there. You're behind in your mortgage. What is that? That is a spying unit to be able to tell the evil, predatory, fascist economists like Baron Baroness Candy Farmer's father-in-law, right? This is the guy who wants to take money
from
everyone in the universe. He won't be satisfied that he works for Rothschild and Company and that Reuters controls every stock market and there's no such thing as a free market anywhere that's all controlled by the same group in the city of London. It's not enough. They need more. And so now, what did they want? They couldn't get the IMF to control Russia and China. Now, could they? Oh, but this new system is going to control Russia and China because they're already volunteering. And they're connecting it all to the Bank for International Settlements, which proves that China and Russia are nothing more than extensions of Britain. But they are pulling them in, and they're coming in. And if they come in, they will be able to control everything. They'll start wars. They'll end wars. If this was all in place right now, we already did it. We took the sovereign debt of Russia and said, we won't even let you pay it back. So you're going to owe the sovereign debt to us, and we're going to hold that over your head. You think Putin cares about that? No. Those kind of debts will be wiped out in a second because no one will keep track of them. Let me just quote one thing for you. More gold bearer bonds were in the DTCC, the Depository Trust Clearing Corporation's vault when it flooded. So they knew the flood was coming, but they didn't take these paper gold bearer bonds, the largest amount of them in the world, and then they were all destroyed. Well, it's going to be, oh, we took all of your currency, but I'm very sorry. We came up 10% short on our budget for this year for all of America. So we're going to take 10% from all of your accounts. And it's fair and it's democratic. So don't complain. Because if you complain, we'll take all of it. And you think I'm exaggerating? This has already happened.
No, this bail-ins, bailouts, I know a couple of guys whose family's stock, when their father died, were confiscated by the company to back loans that the company got in the future after their dad died. We're talking a lot of money.
Coca-Cola, I know for a fact, because I know the person that it affected. Same exact thing. And what is it? It's about projections. That's what economists are great at, but none of their projections ever come true. Not a one. Not one economist I've listened to in 5 years has been correct.
Wait,
if you
hire Pricewaterhouse, they will come up with a very pretty document that will give the public all those glowing predictions, and they'll paper it up and they'll put their signature on it just right, and the market will accept it without any further criticism.
Those are some of the biggest liars on the face of the earth. Those accountants who say that paper gold loaned from one bank is an asset to another bank in that moment, though in the next moment it goes back to the bank that they borrowed it from. Okay, right. That's what was going on. We saw that with the last two crashes.
So this is why these guys have to have a two-tiered system, because there's guys out there like you and me who won't play in the upper crust system. So we're relegated to the lower system. But you can't use a brain and you can't have any integrity if you're going to be above the line. Because above the line is all lies, it's all fake, it's all exploitive, and it's run by the demon mammon. And then we have the rest of us who are trying to live moral lives. And those don't mix. It's oil and water. That's why they have to have a two-tiered system. So they call the upper crust system royalty, aristocracy, the New World Order, and the rest of us are peons, dirt, citizens, victims, whatever you want to call us.
Plebeians.
Plebeians, yes.
Dirty serf plebeians. Oh my gosh, the British hate us so bad.
Won't Hillary call us the great unwashed?
The deplorables.
No, the deplorables, that's
right. Right, but we are serfs and we always have been serfs. Under the usury system, for 4,000 years, human beings have not been free. And we are demanding a jubilee. Now, in usury, you're supposed to do a jubilee every 7 years to clear off this excess money, because compound interest can wind up eating every bit of principal you have. They have not given us a Jubilee year, nowhere that I can find. And so now this interest has grown so massive, you're talking about trillions of dollars that the earth could never pay in several incarnations. It may take us up to Jupiter when we incarnate into Jupiter.
How about quadrillions?
Yes, there's no way. It's odious debt beyond the imagination.
When you use that term, odious debt, where'd that come from?
You cannot pay it back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so what are they going to do? Throw everybody in debtor prison? No, what they're doing, what they had to do is they had to kill off a lot of us. And they did it through the vaccines. And we will start seeing the die-off. I mean, I look at Michigan. 70% of the people here have been vaccinated. And from the research I see, there's no recovery from a vaccine. So we're going to lose 70% of our population. Well, that takes care of a lot of people who might complain about this system. But the remaining people who are standing, you have a brain. Demand a Jubilee. Demand it all fall and not on us. It falls on the elites. It falls on King Chubby Fingers. He's the one that's running the Pilgrim Society. Who do you think blew up the Nord Stream 1 or 2? It was Prince Charles. He gave the command, and the U.S. Navy that's run by Serco. This is who our enemy is. And so when Russia stands up and says, hey, we'll open up our other pipeline, we'll give you some gas. Of course, the European Union that's controlled by the Pilgrim Society is going to say no, because they need people dead.
Germans, British, and French have been at war with each other nonstop since they existed. And they will never stop. If you think for 1 minute that Britain isn't in a war against the whole rest of the world, you are totally mistaken. They're trying to create World War III with Putin. They've already militarized. They've already mobilized their entire military. They won't let the European Union take the oil that Putin is suggesting he will give. And before Nord Stream 1 was blown up, Putin said, I can push a button and give you all the oil you want. Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, no problem. No problem. And now, because Belarus, let's not forget that the British went in and bombed the Belarusian pipeline, as well as the power plant that drove that and the power plant that drove the northern Ukrainian pipeline, right? Britain started the war. That was before anyone came across a border. That was before Putin put his attack helicopters in Belarus. It was before he entered into the eastern area of Ukraine. Ukraine started the war. And what we're seeing now is $100 billion from America went there. And that's simply to cover up what they're doing.
That's a massive amount of money.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Why can't we spend $5 billion to create a secure border? We have literally the same enemies that people say are out there fighting in Ukraine coming across our border.
Isn't it pretty clear that very little of that money actually went to the Ukraine? It went into the hands of all the grifters who are over there. Big grifters taking the money they're never held accountable. So this seems to be some sort of money laundering mechanism where they've gotten Biden to agree to pass all this money, kind of like OPEC, not OPEC, but OPIC and USAID, these organizations where you just feed hundreds of millions of dollars out to all your cronies. And so it seems that that's what's going on here.
Out of the $100 billion that we have sent, which included the IMF loans for $27 billion and then all this accumulated, and nobody seems to be adding it up, and nobody seems to notice where the money's coming from. I pointed out where the money comes from. It comes from the Department of Defense, $56 billion a year they get to spend on anyone the president says he wants to give it to. Of that $100 billion, I would say that I've only seen a speck of it being spent on military weapons, which were then immediately used and used up. And we got to see what the Ukrainians did with it. And then they got blasted all to hell. Okay. So every single time we gave an air defense system, right? What did they do? Bombed Russia. They didn't protect Ukraine. They bombed Russia. Let's not forget that Zelensky has gone across the border and bombed Russia.
Well, let's point out when anything high tech, I mean, even when you go buy a PC at the local store, it's not user friendly. So you got to imagine these new weapons are probably being used poorly, and probably the people are undertrained. So what we're seeing is a lot of kabuki theater. I think stuff is being passed around, but I think it's all being used to foment wars, which we can see that the Babylonians since then have, that's the way they keep this mammon system going. If that system of usury were to stop, I think all these wars would just melt away.
As we pointed out, Putin didn't intend to simply take over all of Ukraine. He wanted to give freedom to those, to Donbass, to the two regions that voted for joining up with Russia. And now there's two more regions, right? That's the way he does it. They're fake elections, of course. And of course, he is a mafia. He's a murderer. He's a killer. Look at all the people he's killed just recently, okay? But that's neither here nor there to me, because really what's going on is the same old NATO junk. We created right. Russia, and then now Russia's our enemy. And we won't accept anything good from Russia unless we want to. We build our whole economy on Russia, but they're our enemy. How do you build your economy on the resources of your enemy? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in history. And don't forget, the Germans and the French are forbidden to create a standing army. They now have a standing army, and they've already moved it into position. And they're already suggesting, and what did Putin and his generals say yesterday? If Ukraine becomes part of NATO, World War III starts. Why? Because it's the most corrupt place in the world. And as I said from the beginning, Putin didn't intend to wipe out Ukraine. Why? He wants those sections that are voting to go with him to be not so harmed. Oh, who do you think is blowing up the substructures and the support structures in those places? That's the Ukrainians. So what happened? As soon as they did one thing that Putin didn't like, they bombed the bridge to the Crimea. He completely pushed them back into the dark ages, as I said, he could do at any moment, and no one believed a single word, and you believe all the nonsense of the propaganda that his generals are running away, his people are surrendering, and he's lost every single battle. No, wrong. All that's all wrong. That's all wrong. That's all lies. In one night, he wiped out everything. And mind you, they had already had all communications wiped out and all the military facilities wiped out. They were using cell phones. Zelensky uses cell phones for top secret communications. This is how bad it is. He's not fighting a war. He's no leader. And what's right. going on in Ukraine is nothing more than our federal government, which is a monarchical aristocratic system that we gleaned from Britain and Britain brought over here and took us over. And they want the war. Because why?
You know, it's interesting. You often hear people who are being interviewed ask, who's really directing Biden? And nobody ever gives a good answer for that. Now, we've given the answer, but nobody wants to acknowledge that Britain is running us. Nobody wants to acknowledge that. George they talk Scholes. About, they always go vague. Well, you know, it could be, what's the former defense secretary, the lady? Black lady. Then they go Obama, and then they say, well, it could be Obama, and it could be Hillary, and it could be Bill, and blah blah blah. You think these we're either run by idiots, or they know exactly the answer, they just don't want to say. And we've said it many times. It's the British Pilgrim Society. Now there are some people trying to say that it's the Fabian Society. I've heard that lately. Now, I agree that the Fabians were quite influential in the development of the philosophical backgrounds, a lot of these characters who started the Pilgrim Society. But the Fabians are not driving the bus here. That's a philosophy that a lot of them liked. But it's the formal organization of the British Pilgrim Society in 1902 that was carrying out the wishes of Cecil Rhodes, a privy councillor at the time. And he died prematurely. They didn't expect him to die. So they formed the Pilgrims right away. And then by 1909, they're taking over global propaganda. So we have those facts. So I don't know why people who normally are interested in facts would try to keep ignoring this. And they incessantly quote Carol Quigley.
Carol Quigley skipped. That's
Carol who they Quigley. Are, Mike. Carol Quigley skipped the story of the Pilgrim Society, and we know from who's the that red book you gave me, Douglas, where he was threatened if he Eustace Mullins. He was threatened if he mentioned the Pilgrim Society.
And all of them probably are. And I'll tell you what, they're either bad researchers, really bad researchers, or they are protecting the Pilgrims. And you listeners need to demand that the people that you're listening to, I won't name them, you know who they are, start demanding that they talk about the Pilgrim Society.
Right.
And about the theft of social media. It is a big deal that your technology was stolen because that is the vehicle they used to and weaponized against all of us. What it did is it took their propaganda and just blew it up all across the planet.
Correct.
And this is why people succumbed to the biological weapon that they call the vaccine. They're traitors. They'd rather walk America off the cliff than give us actual information that could help us.
The federal IRS allows 65% of all the money earned in America to go to offshore accounts without any taxes being paid on it. This is British.
Yes.
This is completely controlled by the SES, by Serco, by what we'd call the globalist, the Pilgrim Society. It's like $18.4 billion was given by George Soros to far left groups, including Black Lives Matter and Antifa. We know he paid no taxes. How could we allow him to donate money to not-for-profits when it's stolen money? Why? Because it's the system that's been going on since Babylon, and we are the last consideration. We are simply the people feeding money into a system that they can hypothecate to know exactly how much money I'm going to make, so they know exactly how much money they can steal from me. And now, oh no, they need to steal a whole lot more. They need to go beyond all the horrifying taxes and go right to absolute theft directly from your account. Because why? It's a central bank. All central banks are good, aren't they? No, all central banks are following the Rothschild model. And now, as people said, when the last five countries get central banks, that's the end. And that's the end. The control of the world will go to the people who control those central banks. As you know, a few of them have fallen, and now there's only a few. And now we're seeing those few sign up for the new program to go with the Bank for International Settlements to control central bank digital currency. Folks, there's never been anything more economically evil in human history than that. And Candy Sweeta, Candy Farmer, Baroness, you didn't fool us. Sorry.